Now we turn our attention to the situation in Afghanistan, where deadly violence hits just a day after people vote in the presidential election. Now, a roadside bomb has exploded in a truck carrying ballot boxes in northern Afghanistan. The incident took place in Kunduz province while the truck loaded with ballot boxes was heading to a counting center. Local police say at least three people were killed and eight ballot boxes were destroyed in the blast. Saturday marked an election that will lead to Afghanistan's first democratic transition of power from one president to another. Unofficial results suggest that the vote will go to a second round. Now, the election was held amid tight security in 6,000 polling stations across Afghanistan. Let's cross over to Kabul, joined by Press TV's correspondent Faiz Khorshid. Hi, Faiz. Good to have you with us. Faiz, please fill us in on the latest that you have so far. First of all, how is the vote counting coming? And do we have any idea so far who is leading? And of course, also dealing with the violence that was experienced today.
Thank you, Marza, very much. We have been told that vote counting actually has ended in most provinces of this country, and the ballot boxes are now being brought back to Kabul. They would be counted again by people inside the Afghanistan's Independent Election Commission. The initial results would be announced in the next few days, but now unofficial results show that Ashraf Ghani Ahmadzai is in the lead. He was Afghanistan's former finance minister and also a World Bank official. He's a prominent leader, but he was not a new political face in Afghanistan. So he built alliances with some other key politicians in Afghanistan to win the supports of those people. But it is still not confirmed. The unofficial results have not been confirmed yet by the Election Commission, and the fans of the candidates are still waiting for the final outcome to be announced. The final results would be announced maybe in the next 2 months, because now the initial results show that there are three front runners, and none of them appeared as a winner. So there would be a second round, and this second round would be a very difficult task for the Afghan government, because there are still insecurity in this country, and the Taliban continue with their attacks against people involved in this election commission. You mentioned about the attack that happened today in northern Kunduz province, that two election workers were killed and three police officers have also lost their lives when their truck was hit by a roadside bomb. That bomb was planted by the Taliban militants. So people who are involved in this election, even voters who turned out at the polling stations and voted, they are in danger now, especially in the south and eastern parts of this country where Taliban reigns supreme.
All right, thank you so much for that update out of Kabul. Faiz Khorshid, Press TV's correspondent on the ground there.